Blog Talk Radio.
Wiley, and yes, you have tuned into I Am Royalty Radio Show.
Yes, I am Royalty Radio Show. Yes. And I just want to start off saying with you, our royalty listeners, that this is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. And it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made just for you and me, and we rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. Today is Femalocity, Faith, Favor, Finance Friday. And yes, we're going to obtain all that God has for us on today. Yes, we're going to walk in our mandate from God. Yes, we're going to walk in dominion and the power and authority. Yes, we're going to get all that God has for us on today. Yes, we are kings and queens with riches, sitting in heavenly places and walking in greatness. On today, we're going to obtain all that God has for us. On today, we're going to walk in success. On today, we are chosen for the oil and walking in greatness. Hallelujah and hallelujah. I am excited on today, hallelujah, because we got an awesome woman of God coming forth on today with the word. But before we bring her forth, I just want to let you know on today that today is the day that God will open up many doors in your life. Today is the day that whatever you've been laying your petition before the Lord and whatever you've been asking him, you can trust and believe that it shall manifest this weekend. You can trust and believe according to your faith. Let it be so unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm telling you, on today, you can expect the unexpected. On today, you can expect the miracle to take place. On today, you can expect great things to manifest in your life. Hallelujah. I want to start off with a scripture on today. I just pray and hope the scripture bless you like it blessed me on earlier when the Lord has given it unto me. And if anyone has your Bibles, if not, you can also listen to this broadcast later, and you can go over the scripture. It really blessed my life on today. I'll be coming out of 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 9 through 13, out of New Living Translation Version, and I'm going to start off with verse 9. And the word of the Lord says, David was now afraid of the Lord, and he asked, how can I ever bring the ark of the Lord back into my care? So David decided not to move the ark of the Lord into the city of David. Instead, he took it to the house of Obed-Edom of Gath. The ark of the Lord remained there in Obed-Edom's house for 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and his entire household. I want you to touch yourself and say, the Lord will bless my household. Hallelujah. Let's say it again and get it in your spirit. Touch your own self and say, the Lord will bless my household. Ha. Ooh, hey, God. Ha. Let's say that for a third time, the resident of the Holy Ghost. Touch yourself and say, the Lord will bless my household. Hey, God. Verse 12. It says, then King David was told, the Lord has blessed Obed-Edom's household and everything he has because of the ark of God. So David went there and brought the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with great celebration. After the men who were carrying the ark of the Lord had gone 6 steps, David sacrificed a bull and fattened calf. Ha! And this is the reading of the word of the Lord. Now, I just want to go back up to verse 11. That really touched me so. The word of the Lord says in verse 11, the ark of the Lord remained in Obed-Edom's house for 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and his entire household. I like it when it said 3 months, meaning that it didn't take long for the Lord to bless Obed-Edom and his whole household. It didn't take the Lord 3 years, 30 years, 5 years, 10 years, 1 year, 6 years, 60 years. It only took the Lord 90 days to bless Obed-Edom and his whole household. What are you saying, Evangelist Shoshana? What do you mean by that? That means the Ark of the Court Covenant is coming into your house on today. Everybody listen to the sound of my voice. The Ark of the Covenant is at your house, and the Lord will bless you and your household. That means you, your spouse, your kids' kids, your money, your finances, your businesses, your visions, your dreams, your hopes, your goals, your workplace, your ministry, your family, your haters, your frenemies, your friends, wherever that's connected to you, the Lord will bless you and your household. So touch yourself again and say, the Lord will bless my household. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I feel that in my spirit. Somebody listening on today need a blessing from the Lord. Somebody on today need a touch from the Lord. And I'm here to let you know on today to make a declaration unto the Lord that the Lord will will bless your household on today. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, my God. Then I like the verse 12. See, this is how it's going to happen to you men and women of God, kings and queens. Verse 12 says, then David was told. See, that means he was told by other people. See, somebody was watching over Eden's house, and they began to see that he was blessed. So they went to go back and tell David, hey, don't you know the Lord is blessing over Eden's house? And David began to say, oh, what? Then I'm going to have to go ahead and take that Ark of the Covenant back. But remember in verse 9, David didn't want the Ark of the Covenant. He was very fearful. He was afraid. How many of you know that sometimes when you're about to get blessed, sometimes the devil make you fearful and afraid to get whatever God got for you. He'll allow you to pass your blessing on. But I'm here to make a declaration and a mandate on today that you will no longer pass forth your blessing, but you will walk in what God has for you, and the Lord shall bless you and your household. And that's all I got to say on today. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm going to bring forth this powerful woman of God, and I'm excited on today, but I just want you to know that the Ark of the Covenant is at your house, and the Lord shall bless your household. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm here to let you know that great things will happen in your life. God got great things in store for you, knowing that you are blessed by the best. You are head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And what God has for your life will manifest in this season. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm calling forth the awesome and powerful woman of God, Evangelist Shamika Matthews-V. Hallelujah. Are you on the line, woman of God?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'm on the line. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Amen, amen. Well, just first giving honor to God, because you know that it is a divine connection. Everything that he does is for a divine reason and a divine purpose. So I just give him thanks on today for allowing us and affording us the opportunity to be able to share words of encouragement for his people. Amen, because it's not about us, but it's about him. So I just want to give him honor and give him praise on today for who he is, and not just my life, but in all of our lives. Amen. And I do thank God, because we are truly on one accord on today, because what I was going to talk about today also is fear. And I just want to tell the saints of God on today, fear is not yours, so give it back to whom it belongs. Amen. Because God said that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. But there are so many times when we begin to come, when we are fearful because we don't know. We're fearful of the unknown. And I'm not just talking about unknown situations or unknown things. I'm talking about not knowing the power of the God that we serve. Because we serve an all-knowing, all-powerful God who is able to do anything that we need for him to do. But we allow the enemy to place fear upon us, and we begin to buckle and succumb to the spirit of fear, when God has already promised us that no matter what we're going through, he's a deliverer. No matter how sick we may be in our body, he's a healer. No matter how low our funds are, he's a provider. Amen. God is able to do everything that we need him to do. So we shall not be walking around in fear, but we shall be overcomers. We shall be walking in the power of the Almighty God, conquering every situation that is placed before us, because he says that we are victorious. We are victorious not because of who we are, but because of who we serve. And he says that all power is in his hands, so therefore nothing that the enemy brings to us shall prosper in our lives. Yes, the weapons are going to fall because we have to be tested. We have to be tried, but they shall not prosper. Amen. So we have to come out of that spirit of fear and begin to speak God's word in every situation that comes in our lives. We can't be afraid of people, because God says that if he is for us, he is more than the word against us. So there's still nothing that we need to fear. If we go to the doctor and we get a bad report, he says that I am the God that heals thee. He says that by my stripes you are healed. So we still have nothing to fear. If we go to the store because we need food, he said don't worry about what you're going to eat, because he's going to provide that for us too. Everything that we need, We do not have to fear. We do not have to worry. We do not have to ponder. He says to be anxious. Don't worry about nothing, but in all things, continue to pray and seek the God, the all-knowing God, the God that is able to do more than you can even think to ask him. This is the day and time that we are in. We have to stop allowing the enemy to overtake our minds. Fear is not of God. So I'm telling you today to give it back to the devil, because that's where it belongs. It does not belong in your household. It does not belong in your finances. Fear is not of God. So therefore, just give back the enemy what's his, because God says we have power. He has given us power to tread on the head of serpents and scorpions, but above all, power over the enemy. Amen. So we have got to get to that place to where, even if we have to do it, if the spirit of fear comes upon us, we need to do, just like Joyce Meyer said, just do it afraid. Because when we move in spite of what we feel like, then we're letting God know that we trust him no matter what it looks like. So I just challenge you all on today to continue to trust God and his word, to be your protector, to be your provider, to be your deliverer, to be your healer, to be your redeemer, to be your restorer. Everything that you need him to be. He says, I am that I am. So no matter what it is, he is that for you and then some. So continue to walk in the holy boldness, going boldly to the throne of grace. Make your request known unto God. Declare and decree to the enemy that you shall not be defeated, that you shall not be overtaken because of who you serve. Amen. Continue to trust and lean on God in everything that you are enduring on today. Because I was listening to a motivational call on yesterday, and the lady said, if you feed your faith, your fear will disappear. But see, we continue to fear because we don't know God. We know of God. We know of what God has done for others, but we fail to know what God can do in our lives because we begin to feel like we're not worthy. We don't deserve it. But you know what? No, we're not worthy and we don't deserve it, but it's because of his grace, his mercy, and his love. And because of your obedience and your faith, what you need will be given unto you. He will give you the desires of your heart if you continue to delight yourself in him. So whatever you need, go to God and ask him, because he is in the business of blessing his people, blessing his children because of his love for them and because we continue to be obedient. Amen. Perfect love drives out fear. So when you really get to know God and know and understand the depth, the width, and the height of his love for you, then fear will no longer be a part of your life. But see, that's what happens because you don't know God. The only way you're going to get to know God is to spend time with God. And you spend time with God by getting into his word. And when you get into his word and you begin to speak his word manifests and power takes place and drives out that fear, because you know the God that I serve, he loves me so much that I don't have to fear anything, because anything that he allows to happen in my life, he's going to be able to deliver me from it. I will get a blessing from it as well, because he said all things work together for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. So Satan, on today, every caller on this line, we declare and decree that there shall be no more fear in their life, that they shall be victorious, that they shall walk boldly, that they shall declare and decree the works of the Lord. They shall declare and decree the word of the Lord, and his word and his power is going to manifest mightily in their lives on today. And Lord, I just want to say, just give you thanks on today for who you are, God, for just continuing to be true to your word, a man that you cannot lie, and just being who you are and continuing to bless your people on today. And Lord, just continue to keep us, God, even in the midst of the trials that we have been enduring, God, when we're crying out and people, no one even knows the pain that we're truly going through, God. But I just want to thank you, Lord, for helping us to become fearless on today. Fearless of whatever may come our way, God, as we continue to trust in you and abide in your word. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Awesome, 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 dynamic word from the Lord, Evangelist Shamika. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. You was, I was like, yes, Lord, she going off in the scripture. Yes, hallelujah. And what you were just saying was the truth. A lot of us say that we know God, but we really don't have an intimate or a deep relationship with God. So we begin to see what he do for others. But then when it comes to us, we're like, oh, I don't know, or I don't think it could ever happen to me, or what I'm going through. But if you believe and you trust and you have faith and you have a relationship with God, you begin to know that whatever you're going through, all is well, even if you think the promise is dead. All is well, even if you can't
Amen.
See it. All is well, even if you can't touch it, because you know the God that you serve, like you said earlier, I am who I am, will provide for me. You know that I am who I am, will heal me, deliver me, set me free, make a way, open up all the doors, and he will
Amen.
Do whatever I ask him to do. Because Jesus said in Matthew 6, if you earthly parents give your kids a gift, how much more do you think your heavenly Father would give you if you just ask him? If you just
Amen.
Ask him for it, you shall have it. Hallelujah. So that was a
right.
great, awesome, dynamic word from the Lord, woman of God. And I'm telling you, kings and queens of riches, my royal family, walk in it on today. Listen to what the woman of God said on today. The Bible said he did not give you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That means that whenever the devil comes your way, say, devil, I know who you is, but I know the God that I serve. Devil, you cannot get in my clothes because I'm going to put them on. I'm putting on the whole armor of God. You cannot lay in my bed because I don't have enough cover for you. You cannot touch my money because my money's sitting in the bank account of the Lord of Jesus. You cannot enter my home because the lock's been changed and the Lord is sitting in the cover with the covering of Jesus. You cannot touch my children because I already laid hands on them. You cannot touch
That's
my
right.
visions, my hopes, my goals, and my dreams because I am the princess of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're not the princess of Donald Trump. But we are the princesses of the Lord, hallelujah. And we will not get fired like the Donald, but we is hired, hallelujah. So walk in the FOG, the form, the favor of God. Be led by GPS, God's Five Fairy System, and know that you are covered with clean. Christ rules everything around me, hallelujah. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to open up the phone lines because we have about 10 minutes or so. And it may be some men and women of God want to ask you some questions. And I just want you just to give them whatever God gives you on today. Because there's some people out there that are going through the things that you're talking about. And they
right.
need to hear a word from the Lord. And they want to ask you a question. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Call your live on the air. I'm just only going to give you your first three numbers and your last four numbers. Call area code 803-5110. You're live on the air.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Our pastor, Tashana. This is Minister Antoinette.
Oh, this is my sister.
Bless
you, woman of God.
I have thoroughly enjoyed the word. I give honor to God who's ahead of my life. And I just thank God for you and this awesome woman of God who gave this word. It was just, I needed to hear that today, amen.
Yeah.
The word that you gave
yeah.
in the beginning, as well as this awesome woman of God, because some things have been going on, but I know God to be all that she said, amen. He's my healer, my deliverer, my friend, my comforter, amen. And I just thank God because I know I have the assurance of knowing that God knows the plans that he has for my life, amen. So I just give him glory, and I thank God that I got to look on Facebook and found out that you were on the air, and I just give God glory, and I just thank him, and I praise him for our friendship, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do you have anything you want to say to the woman of God?
I just say keep on doing whatever God is calling you to do, and may you be richly blessed abundantly. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
Amen. I want to open up for a couple of more people. Caller, you're live on the air. Your area code is 314. Is it ending in 7022? You're live on the air. Hello? Caller, you're live on the air, 314, ending in 7022.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, T-Dell? This is Michael.
A blessing. This is my future brother, MC, Michael Thornton.
you know what? I'm sitting eating lunch with my niece, and I thought I heard you called the numbers out, but I just wanted to make sure, so I wasn't being rude or anything. I'm just sitting there eating lunch with my niece. But I just want to say, I enjoyed the message that the sister brought, Sister Shamika. And I just want to say, I could take it, you know, I could always take some, anytime somebody brings some from the Word of God, you know, and it always challenges us to look within ourselves to see if we are applying the word, the written word, and what it says exactly, and how it pertains to our situations in our lives. Because sometimes that's all we're gonna have is the word, and if we have enough faith and patience to stand on it to the manifestation. So I just want to thank you for coming forth with a great word, and always you, T-Dub, for what you do, always every day. So I'll be in touch, and God bless you both.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless you too. I'm opening up the phone line for one last person, and I know who this is. This is one of our spiritual sisters. Prophetess Michelle, you're live on the air. Prophetess Michelle, you're live on the air. Hello? Prophetess Michelle? I guess you just want to listen in on today. Well, I'm just excited about what God has done today live on the broadcast. I thank God for this awesome woman of God, Evangelist Shamika. I'm telling you, Lord, it's going to open up many dynamic doors in your life. Get ready for whatever you need God to do. He's going to do it. I just want you to begin to just start, when you wake up in the morning, just start decreeing and declaring your day. Speak out of your mouth whatever you want and you need God to do and watch him do it. Speak the word of God and watch it manifest in your life. You have not even begun to see the places that God is going to take you to and the people that God is going to introduce you to. You're going to begin to just meet great men and women of God who's going to open up many doors in your life. And the doors don't open so fast. I just see them just like, you know how when you sometimes go to the door, you push it open and sling all the way back? That's how God is going to do it. Just so many doors are going to open, just like a whole bunch of doors opening, like, boom, like just like that. That's how God is going to do it for you in this season. So get ready. Get prepared. It's going to be the time you're going to have to, you're not even going to have time to study a word because you're going to need already a prepared word. So now you need to start preparing messages because God is going to have you going to so many messages, so getting so many messages that you're going to need to just have different messages already in preparation already because you're not going to have time to really study because you're going to be speaking. That's how God is going to do it for you. So get prepared.
God be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I receive that.
Just get prepared. Just get prepared for what God is about to do because he's going to do some great things in your life. This is the season that every prophecy, every purpose, everything will manifest in this season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just want to encourage all the men and women of God on today. I just want you to know that you are loved with the love of God. If you feel that you don't have anybody there, know that God is there. He never leaves you nor forsake you. Just like the scripture I read earlier in 2 Samuel 6, verse 9 to 13. The Ark of the Covenant is at your house. The Lord is there with you. So I want you to know that the Lord shall bless your entire household. Whatever you want him to do, just trust and know that the Ark of the Covenant is there with you. No enemies, no frenemies, no haters. They make you greater. They're your biggest motivators. Sometimes they're your participators because they got to pay you and do whatever they need to do to come see what you're doing. That bless your life. So know that God loves you. In this season, he is just pouring down his blessings upon you. He's opened up the windows of heaven for you. Know that he is shaking it on your half. Prophesy to the east wind. If that ain't got it, prophesy to the west wind. If that ain't got it, prophesy to the south wind. If they don't have it, prophesy to the north wind. One of those winds going to have it for you. And just in case that's not good enough, speak to the atmosphere, the stratosphere, the hemisphere, the galaxy, knowing that God will allow your word to manifest and to come to pass. I am your host, Evangelist Tashana Wiley. I will be back next week, and my guest will be Solo, which is Keisha Cole, Nephi's husband, off the Nephi and the Keisha Cole show, and his partner, Hootie Ray, was called Destination Crazy. They have an awesome gospel rap group, and they will be on here next week live at 2:30 p.m. next Thursday. I am your host, Evangelist Tashana Wiley. I know that great things is in store for this radio show. I'm so happy to be back on air. I just love you with the love of God. God is an awesome God, and an awesome God he reigns. Hallelujah.
Just be blessed. Know that you are blessed by the best. Know that greatness is on your life, and it is your birthright, and it is in your DNA. I'm going to leave you with an awesome, mighty song, and it is called, it's by 2103, and it's called Time for the Chosen to Get Your Blessings. Be blessed. Agape!
Agape.
Yo, hey, man, we hit the streets with this one. They don't know what's coming to them. The world don't even understand right here.
Everybody's looking at me, trying to read me. Everybody's thinking about whether to believe me. All I wanna do is show how much I love him, even though I say it in a different way. Oh, everybody's wondering, why did he choose me? When you should be thinking about trying to join me. It's all about the kingdom and the chance to see him. It's all about the story of living in his glory.
Time for the chosen.
Oh, no, no.
Come get your blessing. Come get your blessing. Time for the chosen. Come get your blessing. Time for the chosen. Come get your blessing. Time for the chosen.
Talking about the age of me, when all that really matters, matters, he aged me. I'ma tell you like he tells me, I'ma love you like he shows me, I'ma treat you like I wanna be, living in his glory.
Don't get your blessing.
Don't miss your blessing.